It's really first time, but I really feel like home here. And when I have just started rehearsal on the main stage, on the lake stage, I was expecting from myself another emotions than what I felt, because it was feeling so natural that I have been here for ages, you know. It's like a really beautiful feeling, actually. There are so many in the world outdoor productions, let's say, outdoor festivals or so. But, not every festival has this huge stage and this huge audience. And with this, it makes this festival special, I believe, because everything is concentrated to bring the idea to so many people at once. I cannot describe this feeling, but it's really nice. It is really interesting how Puccini wrote it. Entirely, this opera begins really kind of easily with a kind of oriental atmosphere, but at the end it turns into the drama and tragic, and the role is huge for a soprano. It's one of the difficult roles because it's kind of mono opera, because the main character never leaves the stage. Plus, emotions really fulfill the artist because of the music, because of what's happening on stage. For example, in second act, she's really still full of hopes after 3 years, no sign from Pinkerton. And then she still hopes that he will return one day. But it happens, but not like Butterfly expected. He will come for his son, for nothing else, not visit her, actually. How tragic is that? In the beginning of the opera, let's say now, can sound a little weird, but she was very young. She was 15. She says, I'm 15 years old. It is like for a little body, for a little, like, just growing up person, her destiny was written, something really, really heartbreaking. How she handles that through the opera, it's amazing. Butterfly is written so geniusly that, I personally cannot say which part I like most, because it's all so beautiful till the last note.